This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Withdrawal, but doesn't every drug come with side effects? We could go all night forever. We could, maybe we should. I'm not afraid, cause it feels like you could save me right now.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Yeah, you know it. I know it. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Forget the corporate hanky-panky. Why doesn't it say that instead? Anyways, today is, Thursday, April the 3rd of 2024, day, 93 of the year, and only 272 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Oh, yes, Radio Big doing their stuff, hanging out with them, you know, rocking out with your, whatever. You get the point. So a lot of stuff going on over the last 24 hours, and definitely if you have been watching the news, some things to share, even some things to ponder about, and wondering how much things are going to cost now. You know that came up right away because it was a big thing of the news yesterday. So we'll give you some breakdowns there as we are talking. So let's talk real quick on how we do our thing. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Just kind of how it goes. We talk, we move, we groove, and we do everything in between. Because what else would I be doing if we were not hanging out doing our thing here? So let's talk about this. When we move forward throughout the show, we have some professional broadcasters that come in. Feature story news, they come in, they drop things off, they talk about the things that are going on. We do also have John Small from the John and Heidi show that comes in and gives some moments towards the end, just so you know. And then throughout, you have the opportunity, if you want to interact with us. We'll call it callinradio.com. Puts us right over here on the screen. Some people go, well, I can do it on social media where you're being broadcast. Yeah, you can, but I just don't look at it until the end. That's just kind of how it goes. So callinradio.com is the best way normally to do this. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at what's going to be coming up here, and we're going to talk and all that kind of fun stuff and things that we were seeing in the overnight. So it goes like this. Notable and noteworthy, President Trump's Liberation Day arrives. Yeah, that's what some people are calling it, so that's what I'm going to refer to it as. Also, a new Diddy accuser name drops some major celebs, and Kim Delaney won't face any charges. We'll talk more about that in showbiz. Also, Ellen Pompeo is a Swiftie, and Brad Pitt is set to reprise a past role. I think some people are going to be excited about that once we get into casting call. And also, Megan Sussex, big launch day arrived on Wednesday, and we'll talk about that in details of the Royals. So in case you did not know, we are available on RadioBig.fm. We are available on SafetyFM.com. We're available on the different apps, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Live 365, TuneIn Radio. You know, there's just a plethora of places to hang out. Also, Hour One becomes a podcast, normally right at the end of the show at the 8 o'clock hour, Eastern time, that is. So we got you. We got you everywhere, depending on how you want to do this. So if you're good to go, I'm good to go. Let's get into the news right away.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The European Union's vowing a united response to Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on imports to the United States. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU has a strong plan for retaliation if necessary. The White House says the measures will make international trade fairer for the US and encourage domestic manufacturing. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says tariffs on Australian goods don't make sense.
For Australia, these tariffs are not unexpected, but let me be clear, they are totally unwarranted. The administration's tariffs have no basis in logic. This is not the act of a friend.
China's promising to hit back after Donald Trump announced a new 34% tariff on goods from China. That's on top of an existing 20% levy. Asian markets have been feeling the heat on Thursday. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The Chinese Ministry of Commerce is vowing to hit back with countermeasures. It wants the US to cancel the tariffs and come to the table to talk. The latest duties, which include existing levies, bring US tariffs on all Chinese products to as high as 65%, according to economists. Chinese state media is calling the tariffs bullying and that Washington is dismantling a global trade system. Beijing has retaliated against previous levies, slapping its own targeted duties on U.S. imports, including certain agricultural products and fuels. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
U.S. President Donald Trump had predicted there would be complaints following his decision to impose sweeping tariffs on goods entering the country. He's placing at least a 10% duty on all imports, with that figure increasing for nations who charge higher rates on U.S. goods, according to Washington. Nick Harper reports from Washington, D.C.
In announcing the tariffs, Donald Trump said that for years the US had been looted, pillaged and raped by friends and foes alike. He said that foreign leaders had stolen US jobs, while foreign cheaters had ransacked the factories and scavengers had torn apart the American dream. The tariffs include a 10% baseline duty on all goods entering the US, as well as a reciprocal rate on countries that impose higher fees on US goods entering their nations. But to be kind, the US president said he would be setting it at half the rate that is imposed on US goods. But some of those who fall into this category are among the United States' largest trading partners and considered global allies. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Several more people have been killed in fresh Israeli strikes on Gaza. It comes as Israel said it would expand military operations in Gaza and take control of parts of the territory in so-called security zones. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the words of former US President Ronald Reagan about trade wars and why he thought they should be avoided. On several occasions during his presidency, Reagan used his weekly radio address, yes, there was one in those days, to argue fervently in favour of free trade. This was first broadcast on November the 26th, 1988.
We too often talk about trade while using the vocabulary of war. In war, for one side to win, the other must lose. But commerce is not warfare. Trade is an economic alliance that benefits both countries. There are no losers, only winners. And trade helps strengthen the free world. Yet today, protectionism is being used by some American politicians as a cheap form of nationalism. Our peaceful trading partners are not our enemies. They are our allies. We should beware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our economy, our national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag.
At the end of that address, Reagan argued that in 1776, America's founding fathers believed that free trade was worth fighting for. He called it the source of the country's prosperity and the path to America's even brighter future. And he would have been foursquare opposed to the policies espoused by the Trump administration. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the European Union is vowing a united response to Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on imports to the United States. China is promising to hit back after Donald Trump announced a new 34% tariff on goods from China. US President Donald Trump had predicted there would be complaints following his decision to impose sweeping tariffs. And several more people have been killed in fresh Israeli strikes on Gaza. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
If you ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button,
you suck.
This rock block is for you.
Yeah, the rock block is for you that you're going to have to wait on, because that shit ain't going to happen for the next 40 some odd minutes. Okay, so let's talk real quick. It is 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing our lovely thing on this lovely Thursday, because that's how it is. The Thursdays are lovely. It's not that mini Friday or Friday Junior bullshit that people like to use. What does that even mean? Junior. Yeah, Junior. It's time. Okay, so let's get into it, because we have to talk about it, because if not, my brain's going to explode. So the tariff talk, the long-awaited Liberation Day promised by President Trump, arrived yesterday with Rose Garden event to sign the executive order. Hold on. We had another executive order? That can't be. We hardly get any of the O's. How did this happen? No, I'm joking. Executive order to implement a sprawling tariff scheme, scheme. All imports are subject to a minimum 10% floor. Most other tariffs are about half what other countries charge. Trump calls it a kind reciprocal. A minimum tariff of 25% will be implemented on all foreign-made cars. There is a staggered start to these tariffs, leaving other nations time to lower or abandon their tariffs of American goods. The 10% baseline is expected to begin, you ready? April the 5th. You know when that is? Do you know what that is? Not tomorrow. It's on Saturday. Okay, the reciprocal tariffs on April the 9th. So there you go. Israel has reportedly announced it's ending all tariffs on American goods. Ontario Premium Doug Ford. Said that publicly that he will remove all tariffs in the next minute if the United States does the same. Police in Columbus, Ohio are searching for Lee. Well, hold on. Should I go forward? How do you feel about this? Like, how different is the world going to be this weekend? Because you're going to go out and look at stuff. And then you're going to have to determine if it's going to be cost worthy in regards to doing it. Like, I'll tell you, I worked for a major retail chain at some point in my life. And the way that it worked was all the goods they had inside of the store were on credit. And it wasn't like they were purchased. They were not bought until the item was sold, meaning that the manufacturer had the chance that once you got it into the store to jack the price up significantly. So if that's the case, things could be different for you come the weekend, no doubt about it. So there you go. Okay, so now let's move forward. Police in Columbus, Ohio are searching for leads in the case of a 60-ton crane that disappeared from a construction site. Yeah, from a construction site. Not a joke. Workers at Kent Power Company reported that a 500,000 heavy machinery is missing on early Monday morning. Authorities say that whoever hijacked the crane would have needed considerable experience and expertise and knowledge to operate this thing. So that became a cluster, because these things are not small. It is not like you were able just to move this thing and didn't have an issue here. So if you're on the streamer emer for a moment, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should get you a picture of what this crane allegedly looked like. So if you're hanging over there on the video stream, I'll bust out with the thing. But that's what it looked like. I mean, this thing is gargantuan in regards of size. So it becomes one of those things that it's like, hold on. You were able to move that thing and didn't have a problem? I mean, I'm saying, if you know what a crane looks like, it's pretty ginormous there in regards of it. So a lot of strange things there. So let's continue. I talked about this at the very beginning, but a follow-up to the new lawsuit from another Sean Combs accuser alleges that he was drugged, transported, and sexually maimed at a freakout or a freak-off event attended by Gloria Estefan, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and LeBron James. After losing consciousness at the party, the accuser claims that Estefan told someone to call an ambulance but was met with resistance from Combs' team. The suit also states that James and Beyonce witnessed the situation. Only Combs is named as the defendant in the filing, however. This is according to the Mirror. It gets stranger and stranger as we are talking.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking the truth.
Yep. So there you go. Let's talk about some other things. Follow up from the Los Angeles County DA won't be filing charges against Kim Delaney and her husband, James Morgan, following their weekend arrest due to insufficient evidence. The couple were arrested after getting into a spat during which she allegedly tried to run him over with a car. Neither have publicly commented on the situation. Hold on. You're with somebody who just tried to run you over with a car? That's crazy. I mean, that's a little above board here in regards to what we're talking about. I mean, how intense is something where you're saying, hey, I'm going to try to run you over with a car? So, yeah, that got strange. That got strange soon. I wonder if NYPD Blue will look at this a little bit more. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. Because some people might like this and some people might not, but let's talk about it anyways. Do you know who Brad Pitt is? Do you know who Brad Pitt is? I hope you would. He's probably one of the best looking men on the planet. If not, he might be the best looking guy on the planet. Just saying. But Brad Pitt is set to reprise his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood character, Cliff Booth, in a new series for Netflix. No word on how exactly how it will tie into the film. The untitled project is scheduled to begin filming this summer, according to Deadline. Also, to reference this, just for the sake of saying it, you know, this was a Quentin Tarantino movie. Supposedly, he'll be involved with some level of the script. And David Fincher will allegedly be directing this. So it could get interesting across the board.
Duh.
So I don't know. I like the movie, even though, you know, it's a little fantasy booking towards the end. But hey, it happens. Gives you a different outcome inside of it. But I will tell you, if you've watched that movie and you go back now and look at a lot of the younglings, because that's what I'll title it, that were on the ranch in that movie, as we'll call it, as extras or just other portions inside of the movie. Holy crap. Who knew? Who knew that all those young ladies were going to start getting major roles in other movies going forward? It's worked out well. I'm not going to lie. It's worked out well for them in that particular regards, just throwing that out there. Okay, so take a listen to this. Kids these days. Yeah, a student at North Carolina State University faces felony theft and embezzlement charges after allegedly stealing nearly $15,000 from a student group she leads. Karia Dragong is the president of the African American Textile Society, a group that produces resources for students studying the textile industry. She's accused of spending $14,694 of the group's money for her own use. She's also accused of using other people's credit cards of unapproved purchases. For her part, Dargon maintains her innocence, telling the local media there is a need to be a process to explain to students how to go about using student group bank accounts in ways that aren't inappropriate or landing them in the situations like this. And they say the kids these days have no ambition. So it makes it interesting, no doubt there. What else? I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. I mean, of course, there's a major news story about this. Do we care that much about it? I say no. Let's continue. Okay, what else? With the deadline to figure out who will own TikTok just days away, Amazon has launched a bid to buy the take in the app. The New York Times reports that the company sent a letter to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick expressing interest, though no terms of the offers were published. The insiders say that Amazon isn't particularly serious about the effort. Meanwhile, the founder of porn site OnlyFans, how did it turn into a porn site? I'm just saying. Also expressed interest through that he left OnlyFans in 2021. He's currently running a social media startup. Amid it all, Trump reportedly held meetings on Wednesday evening to finalize a deal expected to be announced imminently. The deal would sell 50% of the stake of American companies who would license the TikTok algorithm from Chinese parent company ByteDance. The algorithm is a secondary problem after solving the issue of the pipeline and American data right into the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. The algorithm is designed to turn people into glassy-eyed zombies, getting a little hit of dopamine each time a new video loads into their handheld magic box. It would have been shut down completely. And the spirit of bringing American jobs and technology home let American companies compete for the different algorithm. I don't know. I thought it was interesting that it was being closed down. That's number one. And then number two, I was surprised to hear that it was closed down for what, like less than a day? It was hours when it was all said and done. I don't know. It got weird. It got weird quick. That's for sure. Okay, a 15-year-old girl is recovering after being attacked by a sea lion off the coast of California. Sandra Mitchell was on the beach to compete with her swim test for the cadet lifeguard program when she felt something bite her arm. Initially fearing it was a shark, Michelle said that, Mitchell said, please don't take off my arm. Please don't kill me. Lifeguard who got the teen out fast as they could brought her back to the shore. From there, she was rushed to the hospital and treated for severe bites and scratches. As previously reported, marine experts from Southern California have been dealing with aggressive behavior in sea lions after being exposed to blooms of toxic algae. This is according to the New York Post. So the New York Post is reporting on something that's going on California beaches. Yep, seems fitting, I would guess.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. As the world had some major loss yesterday, I want to talk about it because we hinted about it, but we didn't really take the deep dive into it. But actor Val Kilmer has died. He passed away on Tuesday night from pneumonia, according to a statement from his daughter. There are also several other health issues that he dealt with over the years, including throat cancer. Kilmer is best known for his roles in Tombstone, Top Gun, and Batman Forever. So, yeah, he passed away. Terrible. I mean, it was terrible to read that. I think it was yesterday morning when I was reading over that, and I couldn't believe it. I was kind of in total shock that it had happened. And I'll tell you, I go back and watch that Batman Forever movie ever so frequently. It's probably a movie that I end up watching maybe once a year. Maybe more. You have small kids, you know, it happens more frequently than not. So I don't know, kind of weird to see. So glad that he was able to make it into Top Gun Maverick. So there you go. Okay, what else? Baby news. Do I want to talk about this? Okay, I guess I already said it, so let's do it. Jason Kylie Kels announced the arrival of baby number four, Finney Finn and Kels was born on Sunday, according to an Instagram post that featured the caption, "Whoop, there she is." She joins Big Sisters that she already has, so there you go. Let's get swampy for a moment, because that's going to be important. On Tuesday, voters in Wisconsin overwhelmingly approved the measure to for voters' identification measures into the state constitution on the same night they rejected the conservative judge for the Supreme Court. Voter law are once those of 80%, 20% issues. Only the far left oppose it at this point. And yet the Democrats' National Committee is fundraising arms in the House and Senate, say that and Chuck Schumer and Kareem Jeffries is a personal capacity have signed to sue President Trump to stop executive orders that prohibit non-citizens from voting. Go figure, yet another CNN poll shows that approval for congressional Democrats at 21%, an all-time low for the party. For the record, the resistance torching Tesla's liberal cooks up in arms about Elon Musk. This is according to the fucking editor on how he writes this. I hate this shit because it sounds like it's so one-sided when people start writing this stuff, and I don't like how it's written. Personal opinion, just giving it to you. Involvement of Doge are celebrating the news that Musk might leave his position in the administration in the coming months, especially special government employees. He's limited to 130 days formally inside of the White House. Musk said that much publicly that as Trump, his departure would not be the result of far-left terrorism and leftism caterwauling, whatever the hell that means. So there you go. What else? Let's talk about the Dow real quick, because I think that that's going to be important. The Dow increased by 235 points to close at 42,225 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 37% to close at 5,670. And the NASDAQ increased by 151 points to close at 17,601. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.23, and Bitcoin dropped a point on Wednesday, trading just around $84,300. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $43 million jackpot or a $20 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour, so let's do it. Let's do that thing that we need to do.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, main story time becomes a time that we get to sit back and talk. And not necessarily always about the greatest things in life, but sometimes they can be. And sometimes they just seem like nuances that people would know. But let's talk about some oddities for a moment today. Let's talk about some of those things that make you go, And if I would go into anything in particular today, let's talk about that living organism with inside of your work. And I know we've talked about this briefly in the past. I mean, come on, we're at episode 1,000, what is it, 1,122, 1,123, somewhere around there. So you know we've talked about a lot of this stuff. But let's talk about that organism that lives there that is part of the system overall, and it is that work that's imagined against that work that is done. And here's what happens. We have structures inside of our systems, inside of our workplace, that we're expected to do. I mean, let's call it what it is. Depending on how you hang out at work, you could be in the checklist galore section, if I may say so myself, that you have to make sure that you're hitting this checklist, that checklist, this checklist, that checklist, this checklist, that checklist. You get the point. And if you're doing checklist after checklist after checklist, and I'm not talking chicklets, I'm talking about checklist, it becomes the oddity. It becomes that thing that you look at and you go, well, are we just doing checklist to do checklist, or are we doing checklist because they have a purpose? And I guess for documentation purposes, I guess it makes all the sense in the world. But have you realized that at times when you go through this checklist media, things are not changing within the system. You're just going, did this, did that, allegedly did this, allegedly did that. And I reference this for a reason. Because I'm not wanting to talk about doing more paperwork, but I'm talking about doing these things that are so odd inside of our systems that we look at it and we go, okay, if we already know if work performed versus work imagined is something that we're doing, why do we add these additional steps of stuff that we're really not doing? You know, it's that secret conversation behind the scenes where somebody's telling you, I'm going to train you on how to do this, but this is how the company says we do it, but that's not really how we do it. We do it like this. And it's done in that fashion because of some inherited problem that was there. Some paperwork compliance mess that people believe that they should hit, opposed to it being, this is real world scenario and this is what's going on. And listen, you don't have to be in safety to fall into that category. You just have to be inside of an organization to fall into that category. Listen, as well, companies' cultures change throughout, and that's fine, and that's a good thing. But there are these inherited problems that continue to occur with the weirdness of the stuff that we do, with the weirdness of the things that we agree to do, and with the weirdness that we look at it as, this is okay. And not necessarily that it's true.
Duh.
It's just one of those things that we look at and go, why are we doing it? Why are we not changing what the system should be doing? And the next time that there is a new process, a new policy, a new procedure that comes about inside of your work organization, why don't you ask this all-important question? And you're going to go, there's an all-important question? Yes. Have we talked to the people who are actually doing the work? Have we sat with them and said, how should this be structured? Because here's what's happening. You are forgetting to speak to the most important person in the room. And that's your team members.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free.
Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
best. What goes up, yeah?
Yeah, let's keep it casual, like I'm not obsessed. You're still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. That is for sure, as we are hanging out doing our thing. Anyways, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. And we are still doing our thing. Yep, right now. I hope you are having a grandioso time on this Thursday. Because, man, it is all about what you create out there, no doubt. Okay. Song right here. It's called Side Effects. It's by Goathood. You need to take a listen to it without me interrupting. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yep, and I want to thank Goathood for allowing us to play this. Let's hit the chorus again.
Afraid, 'cause it feels like you could save me. Ooh, right now.
Okay, so there you go. Yep. So there you go, some Goathood. Thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. You know, some music drop never hurts anybody. We hope it doesn't hurt anyone, so maybe that's the better way to say it. Hey, I'm just telling you, I just like music. I just do. It's kind of weird for when people hang around me. They don't realize how much music I'm listening to. I mean, it's not like sometime. It's like all the time. Regardless of what's going on, I normally have music going on. But we can leave that for another day, no doubt there. Anyways, let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Tell you, you go there, it can change your life. Could change your life in regards of what you're being able to see right there. No doubt about that. By the way, let's go into the next little seg here in regards of talking about stuff. Let's talk about some emojis in motion. Apple has quietly added 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 new emojis. Or if you want to get technical, emojis. But who says that? So it's emoji. As part of the iOS 18.4 update, and there's one face that makes that many already have decided it is their favorite. That's the one of the exotic looking face with bags under their eyes. And I can see where that could come in handy. A new list also includes a harp, a shovel, leafless tree, a root vegetable. Some strange choices for new emojis include a purple splatter, a bright blue fingerprint, and the flag of Sark. Sark is a small channel island with a population of about 500 people. All are available as part of the 18.4 update, which launched on Monday. So why didn't I get the update until yesterday? What the hell's going on here? Okay, the face with the bags under their eyes emoji is about work harder than I do. So there you go. What can't I wait to see is the root vegetable. It's going to be really mean for some reason. I just have a feeling that that's how that's going to work. Are you, let me just ask, because I want to understand. When you text people, are you a heavy emoji user?
Duh.
I mean, I'm just asking because some people, I swear that I will text or interact with them, even on emails, and it will be emoji galore, and I don't even know what half of the shit means. Which, I mean, sometimes could be good, and sometimes it could be bad. I mean, I know that the people around here put emojis sometimes in the podcast description, not so much in the radio description aspect, and I'm like, what is this supposed to mean? I'm not 100% sure. So, I don't know. Some stuff to think about. So if you are ready, I am ready to bring in some positive news this morning, because that's what we need to do. Let's bring some John Smalls in for him to tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jerry. Skylar Gray said, "Your personal life, your professional life, and your creative life are all intertwined. I went through very difficult years when I felt like a failure, but it was actually really important for me to go through that. Struggle for me is the most inspirational thing in the world at the end of the day, as long as you treat it that way." I agree 100%. I look at my brightest days and my darkest hours, and they're both important. I learn just as much in my darkest hours as I do in my brightest days. Now, I hope you'll notice that my brightest times were days and my darkest times were only hours. That, by the way, was absolutely done on purpose.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Is it hard for you to appreciate your achievements? Are you haunted with the thought that if others knew the whole truth about you, they would know what a phony you are? Are your bright and shining moments tainted with the shame of past sins or the pain of some unspeakable tragedy? If that's how you feel, it's time to receive God's forgiveness and make peace with your past. Psalm 103 says, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." Lord Jesus, help us to forgive ourselves because You have forgiven us. Help us to celebrate our achievements without shame. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rising Star Safety Show.
Global financial markets are on edge as President Donald Trump prepares to announce new trade tariffs on America's trading partners. Lawrence Keller with the latest.
Speculation suggests the U.S. may impose around 20% tariffs on most imports, potentially triggering retaliatory measures from countries like Canada, the EU, China, Japan, and Korea. A recent report warns that such tariffs, if met with reciprocal actions, could inflict a $1.4 trillion hit to the global economy, reminiscent of the 1930s trade wars during the Great Depression. Goldman Sachs has already reduced its forecast for UK growth due to anticipated economic fallout.
Marine Le Pen, leader of France's far-right National Rally Party, has been convicted of embezzling European Parliament funds to pay her party's workers.
She received a 5-year ban from public office, effectively barring her from the 2027 presidential election. This ruling marks a significant shift in French politics, as Le Pen was a leading candidate. The decision raises uncertainty about the future of the National Rally and the broader far-right movement in France. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In a significant legal development, a federal judge has blocked President Trump's effort to end temporary protected status for up to 350,000 Venezuelans.
The ruling ensures continued protection for these individuals residing in the United States. The judge emphasized the potential hardships that could arise from terminating TPS, highlighting the ongoing instability in Venezuela. Advocacy groups have praised the decision, viewing it as a safeguard for vulnerable communities. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headline.
Attorney General Pam Bondi directed federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione, who was accused of the murder of CEO Brian Thompson.
This decision underscores the administration's commitment to pursuing capital punishment in severe cases. Mangione's trial is anticipated to draw significant attention, given the high-profile nature of the victim and the circumstances surrounding the case. Legal experts predict a complex and closely watched judicial process. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Crater Lake National Park, home to the deepest lake in the United States, will close for 2 years to allow for extensive ecological restoration.
The National Park Service aims to address environmental concerns and improve visitor facilities during this period. Officials acknowledge the inconvenience to tourists, but emphasize the long-term benefits for the park's ecosystem and future visitors. Alternative recreational opportunities are being suggested in nearby areas. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A dispute in an air traffic control room led to the arrest of an individual following a physical altercation.
location.
The incident has raised concerns about safety and professionalism within critical aviation operations. Authorities are conducting a thorough investigation to understand the circumstances and prevent future occurrences. The Federal Aviation Administration has reiterated its commitment to maintaining strict standards in air traffic control environments. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio
Ed. Oh, yes, 55 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. If we take a look back at 2008, Mariah Carey tops Elvis Presley's record of 17 number one hits with her 18th Touch My Body. Only the Beatles have more at 20. That happened back in 2008. If we're looking at some birthdays for today, Paris Jackson turns 27. Sarah Jeffries, 29. Young M.A., 33. Amanda Bynes, 39. Leona Lewis turns 40. Kobe Smulders turns 43. Jared Allen also turns 43. Tommy Hast turns 47. Adam Scott, 52. Jeremy Garth turns 53. Eddie Murphy, 64, Alec Baldwin, 67, and Jane Goodall turns 91 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, World Party Day, National Burrito Day, Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day, National Tweed Day, National Rainbow Day, and National School Librarian Day. So that's a good combo of things to celebrate if you're looking at that stuff. So if you need a rando for today, I got that for you. Stop blaming everyone for all your problems. Pick one person you hate and blame them all for everything. Seems simple? I mean, simple enough, right? I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good strategy. Maybe you should work that one out and figure it out. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the oldest thing you own? My body. I mean, what else would be the oldest thing you own? Are you talking like inherited stuff? Maybe that's the way I need to look at it.
Duh.
Okay, just checking. Okay, what else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 75% of people say that they do this more while on vacation than they do at home. What is it? Talk to strangers. I mean, I think that that's poorly written. How are you going to be talking to strangers at home? Because if they're at your home, how would they be a stranger? I'm just trying to think about logic here. I mean, come on, man.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so at the top of the hour, I will be going over to Radio Big. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, we'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment because that's what we do over there. If you don't want to do that, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he is talking about the world of safety consulting. Yeah, safety consulting. That is the way that it ends up working overall in regards of what is happening. Okay? So you can hang out here with him. That's what he'll talk about. I'll be going over to Radio Big, so you have some options, no doubt about that. If I can, I'd like to tell you how important you are. Because without you, it makes no sense for us to do what we do around here. You know that, right? So, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. Think about that. Might take you places. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.